Welcome to the Breathe to Heal podcast. My name's Joby, and we're going to talk all about breath work. We're going to talk about consciousness, meditation. We're going to really help empower you in all areas of your life through mindset, mindfulness, well-being, and all different holistic practices. I hope you enjoy the show. Sit back and relax. Hello everyone, welcome back to today's show. I'm blessed today to have a really good friend of mine, someone I've known for years, and one of the best mediums I've ever had give me a reading. I am super honoured to have you on today, Melissa Amos, one of the most sought out after readers now after working with Carl Gray for so many years. I'm super honoured and privileged to have you on. We're going to talk all about consciousness. We're going to talk about standing in your power, crystal healing. Melissa does everything. So her skills and gifts are a real blessing. So I'm honoured and blessed and truly what gift that you have, and I'm so honored to have you on, Melissa. Thank you for joining me. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, Joby. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
That's all right, no worries. Just for those of people that don't know you, some of the people might have seen you on the recent Carl Gray webinar thing, but tell us a little bit more about you, what you do, and what you've got coming up as well, which we will cover in more detail at the end.
Thank you. So it's very hard to box oneself in, right? But I am a spiritual coach, and I work with people to really help them understand the powers that they have and the potential that they have. And not just that, but to really help them know how to get to where they want to be or can be. And, you know, you say about the reading that we had together, and things came up in that, right? But it's always down to the person who is having the reading to actually action that. And I see what came up for the two of us then. And I see, you know, it was about a year ago,
I think. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That we did this. And Joby, you know, you've taken on so much of what we discussed. Mm. And it's all flowing and rolling for you. And for me, that is what happens when we actually step into our truth, step into our purpose, step into our flow. Then things start to miraculously appear.
Yeah, I love that. Honestly, I can't tell you the stuff you told me that day in that reading. Was just at the time, you know, when you listen to things and you go, oh, I wonder what that's going to be or whatever. But yeah, it's just literally bloomed, and every single thing you told me has come true. Like, and it's played out in such perfect time sequence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been very beautiful. So I'm always grateful for that reading. So yeah, tell people a little bit about how we can actually stand in our power. And what do you teach your clients? How do you get the best out of people to really get them on this journey and truly stepping into their soul's purpose, their soul's mission? What should people be doing?
I think the first thing that's important to remember is that we are very influenced by a lot of stuff that's going on around us. And really, we are taught from a very young age not to trust ourselves, right? You know, we get told, and these are often people who have our best interests at heart, do it this way, be this way, don't do it like that, that's not right, right? And we get told of this through school and, you know, through peers and through TV and through all of this stuff, right? We are conditioned to behave in a certain way. And sometimes we know, even as a young child, I see it with my kids, you know, sometimes we know that that isn't right for us and that isn't true for us. But we have, you know, been taught to dial down, right? So it's important to know that when we find that we are off path or we are feeling like we are disconnected, it's not your fault. But I want to say this, that when we feel that and we feel that we're disconnected, that is like our first step to coming back, because we're recognizing that we're not in this, powerless state, and that we're starting to pull that back. So that's the first thing to consider. Because once we discover that, what we can do is start to understand the difference between our voice, our truth, even our gut feeling, which for me is different to our intuition, but what our body is telling us, what our soul is telling us, and what that other noise is that is going on around us, right? That's not always the easiest thing to do, but it is certainly very possible, and it comes very much with practice. And that can be in all number of ways. I know, JB, you do a lot of work with breath work and coming back into the body. And for me, you know, we often think when we're coming into this spiritual path, or when we're trying to, you know, speak to our guides or receive this wisdom, that we're coming outside of ourselves. Oh, I want to channel this, I want to do that. But actually, for me, that's not the best way, because then we are just taking our power that we gave one entity and giving it to something else, right? So for me, what you're doing about bringing people back in and like understanding that, you know, we have everything that we want and need within us, that is, I suppose, the step two, recognition, step one. Step two, come into the body. Be very aware. Understand what thoughts are coming around you. Understand what beliefs are playing out in your life. And asking yourself, is this true for me? Is this really true for me? And if the answer is no, then we start.
Yeah. If the answer is no, you should always listen to that answer, because your intuition is telling you, right?
Yeah. So be in your body. It's not about escaping. It's really about being very, very present. And then from that, we can start to differentiate between our intuition, what is rising up for us, what is true for us, based on our experiences, our talents, our strengths, our challenges, and our potential. And then what is everything else? When we can do that, then the magic starts to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything starts unflowing. And it's about, for me, what I've learned in my experiences is controlling the mind as well. Sending commands, commanding the body, commanding the subconscious mind, because the subconscious mind runs 95% of everything we do. But we're only conscious of that 5%, and we're making decisions from that. So we have to, the deeper we can go within ourselves, into all lights, layers, and dimensions of us, of I, of the true I, of the true I, the I am presence, then all of a sudden things, as you said, can just start revolving and coming forth, and asking yourself, is this for the highest good? Is this the truth? Is this what my purpose needs? Everything like that. So yeah, that's something I do as well, and I get my clients to do the same. Working with the eye, working with the higher self. I've literally done a transmission this morning for my app. I was just channeling and it come through. It was all about working and connecting with the higher self. So it's actually, we're talking about this. It's all connecting in. So any tips on what would you do for someone to say, right, how can I really connect with, you're saying about the guides, not going external to get that, but if people wanted to really connect to the guides while they're in the now present, in it with I am, what's the best way to start connecting in and getting that connection building?
First and foremost, you need to be in your body. You need to know what's yours and what's not yours, right? Know thyself. Yeah, you need to know that. Otherwise, you won't know what it is that you're connecting into and if that is something else. I've got something that I've been toying with. And when I first started working with guides and angels, this was something that was given to me, and I move in and out of this, but I do believe that whenever we are talking to these higher selves or these guides or these angels, that actually what we are connecting to is an aspect of us, yeah? Because, you know, you hear us in the spiritual field and we are all one, and you think, okay, that's a really nice concept, but what does that actually mean? And what I feel and what I experience is that when we are calling in whatever it is, let's talk about the angels, for example, when we're calling in the different angels that we know, maybe we are actually calling in that aspect of us that we are yet to realize, because we hold it all in that perfection.
Right? Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Which maybe, I don't know, for some that might make it easier, for some that might make it hard. Yeah. I don't know. But I like that. So first of all, you come into yourself and you understand, what are my thoughts, what are my feelings? You get to know your energy body. So what I like to do is just kind of sit and feel what I feel. Feel what I feel in the very present moment. What's aching, right? Give that some attention. What is feeling, you know, discomfort? What's feeling comfort? And understand where I am first. And then you can call in that aspect of you. Hold on, there's a step before that. The step before that is raising your energy. So we understand where we are now. Then we want to connect in, not just with the heavens or with the whatever. We want to connect into the heavens and into the earth. So we are rooted, grounded, multidimensionally, right? All of us is intentionally set, if you like. We set that intention. For me, it is always to connect to the highest wisdom that is available to me. Not even my higher self, my highest self, that is available to me in this moment. And then we, again, you drop into your body, you notice what changes, right? So you start, rather than trying to tumble out the messages to start with, just notice what changes. Am I feeling a presence come from above me? Is it coming from behind, to the side, whatever it is? Am I feeling something rising in me? Am I seeing colours or seeing an image in my mind's eye? Am I feeling a stroke of my hand? You know, become very aware, understand what that is. And then when you're there, you start that dialogue. Thank you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for sharing with me what I need to know today. Or thank you for sharing with me a message of love and hope that will help my client. Right? And then, depends if you're writing, talking, doing it for yourself or others, but then you just start, you get that energy flowing. For me, I prefer to either write it or speak it. I like to speak it because then the energy can flow, right? Because it's like you're bringing a vibration into this thing that's coming down. Because for me, I kind of get this, I receive this information almost in blocks or in like a screen. And if I don't let it out, it doesn't move, it doesn't continue to move.
Yeah, it makes sense. I like that tune into the highest self and the wisdom. That's a really good way. I've also got a technique that I use where it's like breath awareness. So you'll sit and you just watch your breath and allow the breath, because the breath is the Holy Spirit. I've been shown that by my guides. And you just allow that breath to come in and you tune into the breath. And the more you tune into that senses, all of a sudden you're heightening up that presence within you. And you just sit and watch. And it'll take you into a really nice meditative state. And all of a sudden you're bringing your awareness into the body. You're expanding your consciousness. And you're just allowing that breath to breathe you. And all of a sudden you start tuning in and you open up your third eye and your crown and everything just starts coming in. So then all of a sudden that's when I start connecting in that way. That's how I do mine. I really like that, what you've just said about connecting into that highest wisdom for that now present, in the present moment. Yeah, it's really cool. I think people will get a lot of value from that. So once people have done this and have tuned in, what should be the next step? Someone who's like a branch, someone's just getting onto their path right now, someone who's not as experienced as yourself or myself or other people might be watching this, or even for the experience, what's the next step in that? Because I always, you know, it's for me, I always like finding out what other people are doing, because I like, there might just be one little nugget in there and I go, oh my God, I really like that. That's just absolutely transformed by the way I'm going to do this meditation, the way I'm going to connect, just that one little thing. So what's the next step from there? What would you do? What would you do next?
I think it's important to remember that the spiritual journey should be fun. It doesn't need to be serious. There are serious aspects to it.
I love having fun though. You've got to have fun.
You've got to have fun, and you know, I do. You see a lot of people, you know, they want to be this, or it wants to be this way, or they want to do it like the other person. But for me, the truth is that we all have our unique superpowers. We all have our unique way of experiencing this, and it's not about being like what someone else is. Yes, we can take their wisdom, right, and we can bring that into our body and think, is that true or is that not? So that's my thing. Have fun, enjoy it. Don't get in your head about it, just enjoy it. I think there's a few things to consider from that. We all have the ability, every single one of us has the ability to be in tune, right? Or it doesn't matter how out of tune you feel you are, we do that. You see it with children, right?
Oh, it's pure innocence. Yeah. It's pure innocence. And that's what I think we need to bring back, is that childlike, not childish, childlike behaviours.
Yeah.
And seeing things from different perspectives and asking questions and being fully open.
Yeah. Not knowing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you don't know, then you're open to other wisdom. And getting out of that, you know, your tour, I was anyway, when I was younger, you know, if you've got a decision to make, make a list. What, everything that you think, you know, is for, everything that you think is against, what does your head say? What does your heart say? All of this stuff. For me, it's about, it's not that. I don't make lists. For me, it's about when a decision comes in, or when, you know, you have to make a choice about something. It's about, again, coming back and coming present and almost stepping forward into those two choices. So you can go, okay, well, I can either do this or not do this, for example. And so you can just close your eyes for a moment and just imagine that you are stepping that path and feel what happens. Not, oh, well, this will happen. Just feel, is my body expanding or is it contracting? Am I bringing the right things? Am I noticing that there are synchronicities along the way? And then step back and then, you know, walk down that other path. Just in your mind, it can take 3 minutes, you know, and just notice, let your imagination run free. Are there logs and leaves coming into the... on your way, on your path? Are there obstacles being shown? Are you feeling like you want to run back? And just noticing that and using that as an observation, because then sometimes a third path is then presented to you, which may be better. So this is really coming to that place of not knowing, of being open to the guidance that is available to us, because it is always there.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's, again, it's that tuning in, listening, and sitting and contemplating what the decision is. I like the art of contemplation.
Yeah.
It's a really powerful tool, and it's fun and playful as well. Yeah. As you said, you get your imagination going. You're sitting there, and you can go through each experience, and you know, if whatever one feels best for you, or whatever it may be, that is what your higher self and wisdom is telling you. So yeah, it's just beautiful. I love that teaching. It's really good.
You know, Joby, here's my truth, right, is that our path is not set in front of us. For me, we have choice. and we have options, and we always do. And it's like, even when we had that reading together, it wasn't, oh, well, this is what's going to happen to you, and this is what's going to be next, and this is what you're going to do. It was like, well, this is how you can realize those intentions that you've been putting out there. These are the possibilities that are available to you. This, you know, may not feel comfortable, but this is what is in your expansion or in your healing. And then sometimes it's like, well, actually, if you want to get there, because that potential is there, that a soul sense is there, then sometimes then we need to go back and work on those limiting beliefs, work on those traumas that we may have faced through this life, through lives past, through, you know, ancestral, whatever it is. There's so many. And sometimes we need to go back. It's almost like we have this safety cord, which is holding us back into where we are. And sometimes because we're in that, we can only see this perspective, you know, from like 90 degrees, you know, because our rope doesn't allow us to move that far. So sometimes we go back, and this is the whole, is that true for me? Is that right? Bringing healing, doing, you know, all the wonderful things that we have available to us that can then sometimes lengthen that rope or cut that rope. So then we have a 360 degree view, and we can go, well, actually, that is in my awareness, and that is in my potential that I didn't know before I stepped away from it.
And it's all about growing and evolving. So everything that we do go through is also, don't be afraid to fail, because failing also gives you lessons. It gives you knowledge. It gives you wisdom on how to do things better. It's always about growing and evolving, developing yourself. For me, anyway, it's got to be a daily practice where we are connecting in, do your meditations, your breath work, your whatever it is that makes you aligned and into your purpose. What is your soul purpose? What is your mission here on earth? How can you serve people? How can you make people feel happy and good? And that's all I care about. And just seeing how things are playing out with consciousness at the moment. There is so much energy being poured onto this earth right now. I mean, I think you mentioned it before we even come on. We was just trying to get on, and the passcode wasn't working. You know, Mercury retrograde. it's like there's so much going on, and people are really suffering with these ascension symptoms at the moment as well. And it's, if a lot of people are like, I've got all this going on, I've got a ringing in the ears, I've got headaches, I'm fatigued. What would you say for people who are going through the ascension symptoms at the moment?
I think it's really important to remember that we have the power in us. And it's even, you know, we joked about Mercury retrogrades. Don't live your life by Mercury retrograde. Don't give your power away to anything else. For me, I'm the keeper of my body, right? If I'm feeling uncomfortable, and I'm not saying that I walk around skipping all day, you know, we're all subject to these energies, of course, but this is about energy hygiene. This is about keeping your energy clean. This is about consciously intending that we are only letting in the highest light that is available to us, right? And understanding that sometimes when we feel flat out, it is our body saying, you know what, you need to rest. You need to come out of this do cycle, and you need to rest. And that might be, you might be surprised that that's 10 minutes off grid. Just to stop, because we are bombarded with information and with energies and with all sorts of stuff and everyone else's stuff all day long. Yeah. So before you do anything, and if you take anything away from this conversation, energy hygiene is so super important. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You can just imagine yourself sitting in the white light. You can use your breath to, you know, bring in what's right for you and release what isn't. You come into that. And then if there is a symptom, like when I get ringing in my ears, I just go, I close my eyes for a moment. And I just go, okay, thank you. What's the message? And I give it a moment. It's like a toddler screaming at you.
It's definitely always a message there, right?
Right, exactly. So give it space, just allow it to come through. Be gentle with yourself. We've got nowhere to be. Like, everyone's like, oh, we've got to move up to 3D, 5D, 12D, right? Yes, we are moving there, but we are moving there in our own pace and in our own way. And for me, my job for personal growth is just to, from the inside out, allow my energy to rise, right? So I'm keeping up with this amazing stuff that's coming down to me. That puts me back in control of what I'm doing. My intention is there. Sometimes I'm like, not today, thank you. Not today. I just need to have a normal day where I'm just not doing this work, right? And that's okay. And I think you'll find that as you grow your relationship with your intuition, with your spirit team, with your soul, so you recognize that, like, I'm not a human just being led by this thing, but I am all of these things, all experiencing in one, that almost it becomes gentler. Oh, okay, no, there's less resistance there. I'm not being dragged out up into 5D and whatever. I am being, I'm like in the flow of the stream. And that's, I know that sounds very romantic, and it's sometimes there's twigs and leaves and logs coming in the stream with me, of course, but just generally it makes it easier.
Yeah, I like that though. It's a very soft and gentle way of doing things, which really helps. I think people sometimes can get in this erratic state, as you said, of, we need to be here, we need to be there, I'm so busy, I'm this, I'm that. And I feel like having that gentle approach just softens things, and it's the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Nice and easy, and just being calm, relaxed. And all of a sudden, when you just allow things to be, things will naturally start unfolding for you. And it's end of the day, and especially if people are going through healing as well, and they're doing this, you can't heal trauma with trauma, like with erratic and high energy. You need to be soft, you need to be gentle sometimes. And that's about having that balance of that defiant, the feminine, masculine, that is so needed right now to get there.
Yeah. You know, for me, these dimensions aren't somewhere we're getting. They're somewhere, there's something that we already have available to us and within us. And I don't know, for me, you said about that it's gentle, it is gentle, but how powerful is that to know that I'm not subject to anyone else's or anything else's? I don't think the universe has a plan for me. I don't think that I have to go and, you know, do what I'm told. It's like, I have a plan for me, and this is so, my job is almost to marry my human plan, right? My ego, my conscious plan with what my soul is trying to do. Because when I marry those up, then wow, suddenly, you know, it's things become a lot easier. It's just getting
there. Yeah, exactly. And it is just about being in this very now moment, because that's all we have. We just have that continuous flow of now. So when you can become present, it is literally, it makes things so much easier, and it just, don't have to worry about the past, don't have to worry about the future. It's just being right here, right now. It's magical.
It is.
It's beautiful.
It's important that we remember, you know, we do live in this world, and that there's amazing things that we can experience and have and do and know. And there's nothing wrong with setting that intention or having those goals. It's not really a word I use, but having those possibilities and starting to create them. The trick is, this comes back to what we were saying at the beginning, is understanding whether your goals or your intentions are yours, yeah, and they're really what you truly want, or whether they're what your parents, your society, your colleagues or whatever think is right for you. And sometimes it's not that obvious. Sometimes we just think, well, yes, I'm a lawyer and I'm moving my way up through the ranks, and of course that's what I want to do. But actually, when it really comes down to it, what you want to be doing is teaching yoga on a beach somewhere. And that's not to say that the universe won't support you with getting up that ladder and going to those goals if that is truly your intention. However, when we come into our truth, and our truth might be to be the lawyer or the banker or the accountant. I'm not saying that those aren't soul-led activities, because sometimes they are. Sometimes that is what we are here to be and do. But I want to say this as well. Our purpose and our job aren't the same thing. Yeah. Our purpose can, our job can support us in our purpose. So, you know, and I think a lot of people think that, oh, well, if I'm on the spiritual path, that means that I need to go and run that retreat center in Bali or whatever. And that's not always true. Sometimes we need to be that one in that role, whatever that is, because that is helping us, like you said, make other people happy and support other people and be that, you know, if you imagine that we are these walking, talking, vibrational tools, right? It's like we're crystals, you know, why do we have a crystal in our room? Because it's changing that vibration around us. We are the most powerful crystals that there are. So me being in a space, being in a moment that might be very low vibrational, it's not about, well, I've got to run out, but what if I could be that transmitter, pushing that energy out, going, okay, I am not receiving, I'm not subject to what everyone else is doing, but I'm here to change that, not through anger, not through trauma, not through war, but just through standing in that higher vibrational power. Other people around you will feel it because they have to. Physics.
I love that. You are the crystal. What crystal are you? What crystal are you?
I'm a quartz. Sure.
I love this subject. So yeah, let's go into crystals, crystal healing, and how people can benefit from using crystals. As you said, having crystals in the room changes the vibration. Like, there's obviously certain crystals that do certain things and have certain powers and everything else. I know you work a lot with crystal grids as well, right?
Yeah.
So
I have co-created a crystal healing modality called crystal light mapping. Oh. And crystal light mapping is all about understanding that we hold the energy of the crystal within us. And actually during the training, you receive an attunement, if you like, to the crystal. So you start to resonate with the quartz. Having said that, you know, I think crystal, I do love crystals.
Wow.
I think crystals are underrated in some way. They are, you know, think about where they come from. They come from deep in the earth. They are literally like Gaia's gifts, right? They're these beautiful natural minerals, which, why are they so special? They hold a vibration. Right, and this is it. They hold a vibration, and I hold a vibration. And the trick to working with them, I suppose, is to marry up your vibration with that of the crystal. And yes, there are plenty of books you can buy that say to you, well, amethyst does this, and rose quartz does this, and malachite does this. But the truth is it's how you are responding to that crystal in that moment. I work with crystals very much with like the concept of animism, that each crystal has a spirit and that I'm communing with that spirit. Really just like any tool I'm working with. Because then you are co-creating. Then it's not like, oh, I'm going to use this crystal and it's going to bring me this. Then it's like, oh, maybe there's a message here from that crystal. Maybe there's something like that I can't find in the book that says, oh, I'm going to put my crystal here because that's going to bring that. You know, I think with crystals, it's a case, it comes back right to what we were saying at the beginning. Go into a shop, go into your body, Yeah, don't go in with your shopping list. Go in with your body. And you might say, well, I want something that is going to help me overcome this or support me with this, or I have this physical this and I want something for that. Hold that intention and then go in and almost listen for which crystal is calling you. Your body will move, or you'll see one that will just be like extra sparkly, or you'll just kind of hold it in your hands and it will just like this crystal I'm holding, it just like, it fits. It just fits in my hand. And I was like, I've got to have it. It's, so yeah, there's plenty of ways you can work with it, but think of it as a vibrational transmitter, if you like, and that your energy is working with that and syncing with that, if you like. And then, you know, you can wear them as jewelry or around your neck. Don't overload yourself. Work with one at a time. Really get to know it. Talk to it.
Yeah.
Commune with it. Feel it. That for me is more powerful than having, you know, a whole range of crystals.
Yeah, of course. And crystals, they hold so much knowledge and wisdom, as you said, because mm-hmm. they are coming from the earth, and it could be hundreds of years old, or thousands of years old. It could, you know, and it stores, everything is stored within that. So the more you tune into the crystals and the more you, you know, get that answer, and it's going to reveal to you what you need to know. And it's going to give you that little bit of healing. I love healing with crystals with my clients. That for me is such a beautiful thing, where you can see someone's energy just literally change straight away once they're in that crystal healing. There's lots we can talk about, but I'm really intrigued about right now. I want to talk about the Akashic Records if possible.
Yeah, sure.
I know you are absolutely expert in this. I'm not an expert in Akashic Records. I'm not going to say I am, but I just love the what it is and what it does. But like, you tune in, you work with the Akashic Records a lot. For someone who doesn't know, how would you explain the Akashic Records, and how can people start tuning in into it as well?
So the Akashic Records are this energy field which contains everything that ever has been, was, or even didn't happen. So there's a few different parts of this, if you like. We have our own individual records, which holds everything that my soul has ever thought, said, done, been, wanted, right? And then we have the Akashic field, which contains that of everything. And so my record and your record will somehow be linked. We're having this conversation, it's almost like there's this web vibrating between the two of us, and this is a conversation we could have for an hour, and I think we've only got a couple of minutes left. So I'm gonna say this: the as our consciousness raises, which it is doing now, we are able to access these things more easily. We want an intention, we want to know that we're coming in for healing, we're coming in for discovery, or we're coming in for, you know, I spoke about those bungee cords that were holding us back, to help release those. By going in and understanding who we were, yeah, what we experienced, what lives we had, that we have probably been in every side of every coin, of every color, of every everything, right? By understanding that, it really helps us understand that concept more of we are one. Yeah, because we have been all. For me, it brings me more compassion and non-judgment and understanding for everyone and where they are. But I suppose most importantly, from an individual point of view, it helps you understand maybe why you hold these certain beliefs, understandings, why you stop yourself, or even why you have this need to go and do something or be somewhere, or why you find crystals so fascinating, or herbalism or something, because maybe there's an answer somewhere there in your track.
Yeah, I like that. So can the Akashic Records, is it is it like a definite thing? Is it like, I'm trying to get my head around this for people who might be listening. Can you change your path? As you said earlier, you've got three paths. So would that be one record in each?
Records. So the records hold everything that you've done. And if you think, and we know, right, that our past influences our present, which influences our future. So if I, you know, if in the records it turns out whenever this opportunity comes to me, this is what I do, right? This is how I normally respond. This is how I react. Then there's a future potential that is written, right? This is often how psychics work. This is, I'm picking this up. This is what you normally do. So that potential is most likely. But then there are other potentials, because if I make a change here, then suddenly it swivels to those different things.
Yeah.
So they are all available to us. Sometimes it's a case of going back in the past, and for me, not changing what happened, but changing the energy around what happened. Yeah, the stories around what happened rather than the incident, which can then open up the possibility for that future. So yes, the Akashic Records does contain everything that could be. I think all future inventions, right, are there, waiting for our resonance to meet, if you like, so that we can be the right person to bring that into being. I mean, it's fascinating. There are loads of books around it. I run workshops. I've got a load on my website now that are available that I've, you know, pre-recorded that people are welcome to look at if they want to. But it's fascinating, and it's becoming more available to us as the days and weeks and months and years go by.
Yeah, I love that. So thank you so much for beautiful, beautiful information. So tell us a little bit about, I know you've got a workshop coming up. Sounds amazing. So tell people all about it and how people can get involved, and how they can connect with you if they want to have a reading or something as well.
Okay, well, my website is melissa-amos.com. You'll find everything on there. But next week, I am running, for the first time, a 5-day practice, which will help you really, a lot of the stuff that we've discussed today, really tap into your intuition, awaken those superpowers, understand how you receive information, and even start getting messages for yourself. It's going to be like a whole heap of fun, and it's completely free. And yeah, you'll come into a container with us and the other participants, and I've got videos in there and some meditations. I'll be coming live every day to answer your questions, and yeah, it's going to be absolutely awesome. First time it's out. And to sign up to that, just go to melissa-amos.com/superpower. I'll send you the link. I'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Yeah, if you could send me the links as well and everything, I'll put it in the description. I'll get this up today as well, so we can get this out there for you and spread the beautiful world that you are creating and the work that you're doing. I think it's absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to have another reading with you as well.
We will get that arranged.
Sorry, we will definitely get that arranged. It's been far too long since I've had a reading, so like my little spiritual MOT as we're coming up to the end of the year.
Awesome, it'd be my honour.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for joining me. I will put all the descriptions below, guys, so connect with Melissa. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is Breathe to Heal, and Joby, over and out. See you soon. Have a great day. Thank you, Melissa. Bye. Okay, everyone. Thank you for joining our show today. Hope you enjoyed it. This is Breathe to Heal. Please download our app for daily breath work and meditation classes. Please go and grab your tickets for the Breathathon on the 24th of October. It's going to be on Zoom. Now you can come and join us anywhere in the world, from your own living room, your bedroom, wherever it may be, and really learn skills and techniques that's going to empower and impact your life. It's going to be very, very special. Lots of love, everyone. Have a great day. Thank you for joining the show.